Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to go live to the 1010 Winds Newsline, and joining us this morning is City Controller Scott Stringer. Thank you so much for being with us. Exactly how big a financial hole are we in here in New York City?
Well, part of what we have to do now is do everything we can to stop this virus from spreading and protect our people. But this is going to come at a tremendous financial cost. I estimate that in the next 6 months, we could lose close to $3.2 billion in lost tax revenue, which means we have to start thinking strategically about our budget and how to make sure our city remains strong economically.
About that budget, Mr. Stringer, I understand you want agencies to cut back. Which agencies and how?
Well, part of what we have to do is look to get as much revenue set aside as possible. I want agencies and commissioners to start looking at efficiency savings. We've done this before. We haven't done it in many years. And that's an exercise that can look for savings. It doesn't impact services or people. But there's a lot of fat in these budgets, and we need commissioners now to start thinking about that. If we could successfully do that, we could put away $1.5 billion.
Although, Mr. Stringer, just to jump in for a moment, I'm guessing that you want to exempt the health department.
Well, I was just going to say, you beat me to it. Obviously, services like the health department and other agencies that are doing the important work of fighting the virus, we would not ask for the same amount of savings. But again, this is an exercise. Maybe a federal bailout exempts us from having to do this exercise, ultimately implement it, but it would be malpractice not to start thinking about our budget and the economic future of the city that starts with our agency efficiency, and then we move from there. But the purpose of the exercise would be to ensure services continue, essential services continue, and we have resources for our children and our seniors, and of course, to fight this virus.
Right. I understand your projections include restaurant sales going down 80%, tourism business obviously taking a tremendous hit here. I've heard an idea floated about bridge loans to businesses from the feds. You pay it back within 5 years under the condition that you continue to employ 90% of your workforce. Is that an idea being floated in the city?
There's a number of proposals that I've put forth. We're going to put some more out today. Look, we're going to need a real federal bailout, and we have to look at when this happened before, after 9/11, what happened after Sandy. There's a lot of numbers that we have to start thinking about, the kind of programs to bring the city back. Obviously, again, number one priority, governor's right. This is a war, and we have to do everything we can to fight the virus, to have more aggressive social distancing. We need to get that testing done, but at the end of the day, we also have to think about the fiscal health of the city, because we're going to have to bring our city back to life.
All right.
And that starts now.
All right. Scott Stringer, City Controller, thank you so much for being with us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline.